This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hey everyone, welcome to My Millennial Money Express. I'm Glenn James. Thank you if you are watching on YouTube, and thank you for your listening on the podcast. Now, I was at a party the other night, and it's funny. I kind of know different people in this circle of friends, and often I'll get bailed up in the corner and someone will ask me what they think about an investment topic or something money related. And a guy came up to me and said, "Do you reckon the ASX is going to fall to 5,000 points if Trump wins the election or if he loses the election? Basically, will the ASX and the stock market crap itself off the back of the US election?" Because he'd heard from a reliable source that that could happen. And I basically said to him, well, I'm not a timer of the market. I'm not a trader of the market. I'm an investor. Now, if I do anything on this podcast, it is just to encourage you weekly with your investing, with your money, with your personal finance. And I really want to encourage you as well to change your mindset from these day-to-day, month-on-month kind of activities that can happen, because you're an investor for the long term. And I guess my hypothesis to the guy who was asking me about, you know, what's he think about the market, is that, well, because I'm an investor for the long term, in 10 years' time, does it actually matter if in 3 months' time or if in 2 months' time that the ASX 200 or the All Ords falls down to 5,000 points? I think the answer is no, it doesn't matter. And I just want to kind of really just unpack this notion of we need to time the market, we need to get this best return. Because often what happens, human emotion kicks in, and generally speaking, more times than not, if you are timing the market and not just doing a monthly amount regardless of what the market is doing, your greed will make you put too much money in, probably at the wrong time, and your fear will also make you not put any money in, probably at the right time. So what do we need to do? Again, I don't say anything new under the sun. I want you to just set an amount, set a monthly time window, a weekly, whatever that is that you're investing in the market, and focus more on the income generating side to generate income, generate your human capital to then invest into the market. It's funny, if you had a $1,000 little share portfolio and you put $100 in of your own money, that's a better return than trying to get, you know, 5% from the market. So you've really got to think about it that way. The best return that you can make on most of your savings is the amount of money that you put in each month as opposed to the return. Sure, we all love compound interest. We all love compounding returns. We all love dividend reinvesting. Yes, it's free money, but we need to set our mindset that the best control I've got over my investment is how much I can put in on a regular basis for the long term. So I really want to encourage you, if there's ever any conversations where people are speculative and trying to time the market and is it the right time to put money in and all that, you're an investor, which means I just put money in each month regardless of what the market's doing because I can't control the world. The weird thing is, with the coronavirus, you know, the ASX and All Ords did kind of drop what I'm looking at here, the ASX 200, which is an index of the top 200 Australian companies. The index did fall to 4,800, and at the time of me recording this, it's at about 59,500. The market kind of factors in returns before it happens. So if the US election is going to be a shitstorm, which we know it will be, possibly the market's already factored in what it's going to do. Sure, there might be a couple of rocky days here and there, but again, it really doesn't matter what we're doing day in, day out, because we're investing money for the long term. So I just want to encourage you with your investing. How can you turn off the noise? How can you not worry about what everyone else is saying? How can you not worry about what everyone else is thinking? It's none of your business, and it's to be honest, it doesn't actually matter because you're investing money for the long term into a diversified portfolio. I'm going to leave it there. That's a very short one, but just be encouraged. Don't worry about trying to miss out on opportunities by getting cute with your investing. Invest for the long term. You can do this. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive, Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa, Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451-289.